Hi everyone, SaneMane here. This video again isn't brought to you by any donations. At the very least, give this video a like and watch it on the SaneMane 2 channel on YouTube, where it's now monetized. The link is in the description. So anyway, I've been thinking about the coming sexual revolution with AI girlfriends and lover bots. First, women will try and shut down such technology to keep the attention flowing their way. But eventually they won't be able to and men will go their own way from them. Then family formation and fertility rates, I'm predicting, will fall off a cliff. And probably drop at least 50% below replacement. All societies around the world will start to see each new generation being half as large as the previous one. And that means shrinking economies and the end of the state-sanctioned pension scheme, because governments won't have enough tax revenue to pay people to retire. Women will get pissed off and blame men for fapping off too much and lover bots for the crash in population. They'll also blame men for not manning up and being a good enough catch. But they won't blame themselves for the fact that they've increasingly become difficult to be around, with regards to attitude and appearance. They'll blame anything except their own behavior for the coming demographic winter. Why is it that women have a hard time taking accountability when something goes wrong? I think it has to do with evolution. The ancestral females that took accountability were probably forcibly taken out of the gene pool by angry and violent men with a temper. The ones that survived with descendants probably just pinned the blame on some poor simp that didn't deserve it. So the simp was taken out of the gene pool instead of her. The answer to why women blame men for everything is because taking accountability can be very dangerous as a woman in prehistory times, when you didn't have any way of defending yourself physically. That's my basic theory about female evolutionary psychology. Women still blame men today because their software hasn't had time to adapt to civilization yet. We probably have to live for tens of thousands of years more in an advanced world before our descendants have time to adapt and women can finally take the blame for something. But they won't, because it still doesn't provide any evolutionary advantage to do so. Also, with regards to the economy, it's a zero-sum game. It'll increasingly become competitive as the population starts to fall. Wealthy people are going to have to pay younger people more and more money to work for them. It's like what happened during the Black Plague. Suddenly, the peasants had more land and opportunities because one-third to one-half of the population was dead and gone. I suspect something similar will start to happen as humanity shrinks rapidly. Those providing labor should increasingly be rewarded unless, of course, AI and robots start doing more of the work. That would actually be a good thing because it would free up a greater portion of the population to do more complex tasks. But then again, those would eventually be automated away as well, so I don't know. I keep thinking that women are going to blame men for the constant economic contraction brought about by the coming male sexual revolution. They'll also blame us for not giving them attention that they need and for why civilization is depopulating. Of course, they're equally to blame, or more so, because they're the ones that choose to get pregnant and keep the babies. Yet I know it's somehow going to get pinned on men that there aren't enough humans being created anymore. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women can't take the blame for anything but still want men to give them everything Clown World Show. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when populations start to fall by 60 or 70% from one generation to the next. Realistically, real estate values would have to fall in places with little to no immigration instead of going up. That means that our monetary system based on debt expansion will be over. I suspect that most Western countries will race the bottom to see which ones can attract as many immigrants as possible to come in and expand the population and money supply. Countries like Canada, Australia, and the UK come to mind. They already seem to be doing this. The opposite will be countries like China, Russia, Japan, and most of Eastern Europe. Without the population pyramid to keep pensions sustainable in such countries, women are going to be increasingly bitter. Many will compete with other women for ever-dwindling pools of successful men with money. With shrinking populations, government will have to fire teachers and other government employees, and most of those are women. So women will blame men for that as well and start voting into mostly female politicians into office to start handing out goodies for the ever-shrinking pie. Basically, communism for the cooch and capitalism for the cock. Eventually, men facing higher rates of inflation will check out in greater numbers, and in doing so, things will only get worse and worse. I don't really see any way of stopping what's coming. As men walk away in greater and greater numbers, and civilization crumbles, all women will be able to do is increase the shaming and blaming language, but it won't work. Men won't be returning to either the marriage or tax plantations. I think in some ways it's going to be like that Futurama episode where sex bots are invented on some faraway world, and then the population crashes. Obviously not to zero, but if you're into urban exploration and abandoned buildings, then the future is looking bright for you. Many places might end up looking like Detroit as they start to depopulate, and governments don't even have enough money to knock down abandoned buildings and turn them into farmers' fields again. The contraction in modern civilization will most likely end out of necessity if we don't have robots doing everything for us. That would simply mean that if we get to the point where the number of humans is so low that we don't start hunting and farming again, we starve. Once all the modern conveniences are cut out of our lives, do we finally face reality and start reproducing again? When we do that, we won't like it, and having kids to take over the production in our old age will start to make more sense, especially if you're on a farm. But we have a long time to fall before then, and we'll only repopulate the world once we have no choice but to re-realize. In some ways, it's a good thing because the oceans will be able to replenish themselves, and nature will once again bounce back. We won't even have to have a war or starve people into not multiplying. All we've had to do is satisfy all of men's creature comforts, and he now won't have kids. I guess it's the struggle of life that makes a man want to spawn up a slit. If I was living in some future point in time, learning about the present, as if it were already history, I definitely think that things are being orchestrated. Add low testosterone, obese barren women, and awful inflation, and it's just one bad news bear story after another. It doesn't matter that women have agency in reproduction, and that they're the gatekeepers of it. It's us men that are going to be shamed and blamed for the population crash. I don't care because I know it's not my fault, and I see it as a good thing, because it'll mean the younger generations will finally be able to afford a home if the populations fall, unless other countries do what Canada did, which is flood the country with immigrants to make sure housing prices never fall, because half of Canada's economy is our big five or six banks, and all their mortgages are their collateral. Odds are most Western countries won't do what Japan does and let the population fall. But even they have a law where if a house is empty and there's no one living in it, then it needs to be demolished. The state doesn't want affordable housing. It wants you working day and night just so you can afford a roof over your head and so you don't focus about how poorly governed you are. It's sickening, but the thing is, they don't tear down empty homes in Eastern Europe or Russia. At least not yet. I can find rural homes there for 10 grand. In Canada, there are thousands of abandoned farmhouses left to rot, but the land is still being farmed. Again, if the system wanted affordable housing, they could set it up, but they won't. In the end, it's usually men that are left homeless with no place to go. Women always seem to land on their feet and have options. But if somehow I ever got bad enough with large numbers of women were homeless, then you guessed it, men would somehow once again be to blame. The future has become a lot clearer to me lately, and that is that our technological development is going to doom us. Not to destruction through war, plague, or famine, but instead through gluttony, sloth, and too much consumption. Especially sexual consumption by men with regards to fapping material. Especially the AI stuff that's coming out in sex bots. And the craziest part about all this is that we don't care that it's happening. That it's apathy and not aggression that'll doom our modern way of life. That we don't care that the populations are falling and will continue to fall. T.S. Eliot was right when he said the world isn't going to end with a bang, but instead with a whimper. We seem to have turned the entire planet into a giant mouse utopia experiment. And it's bad that we aren't more like chickens. You put them in a crowded coop together and provide everything they need, and they continue to reproduce instead of stopping. Maybe when we're gone, chickens can evolve and finally rule the world. The irony is we want to live in dense cities where the action is. But that destroys family formation. But enough of my ramblings for yet another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button. The way that once men start smashing sex bots, human populations will crash all over the world. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the drooling cankle biters trying to suck the blood out of civilization away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.